This business blog is called The Time Thieves. Business leaders sometimes complain to me that they don't have enough time. For example, they arrive at work with a list of things they want to achieve during the day. When they look back at the end of the day, they're frustrated that they only achieved a fraction of what they intended. Does this sound familiar? Be aware that there are always time thieves about. People in events will, even with the best intentions, steal your valuable time. And these time thieves can take many forms. For example, you might have a number of competing priorities, so you just simply jump from task to task. New opportunities come up and you feel you need to strike while the iron is hot. Unplanned events come up, things like dealing with emergencies, staff problems, customer and supplier issues, internal and external events, and so on. Maybe time thieves can arise because others don't do their job. Might be because they're not clear what their job is, or they don't have the commitment or motivation, or maybe there's poor delegation involved. But remember that individuals can also waste their own time. In this context, a couple of the biggest time wasters are overpromising. That's the first one. Often we know at the outset that we can't get something done in time, but we don't admit it. In these cases, it's essential to work out a realistic goal. Otherwise, you're just wasting other people's time, not just your own. The second biggest time waster is unfinished business. This can exert a hold on you and take up more energy than you realize. It's also typically something which can wake you up in the middle of the night because you're continually thinking about it. However, if you have identified a clear next step, then you won't waste time going over and over the issue in your mind. So my questions for you to consider are, who's stealing your time? What time are you wasting? And what are you going to do about it?